Welcome to the Diamond Mine Transformation Radio Show with your host, Greg Dwyer, on Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check out Greg by clicking on the Diamond Mine Transformation Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can go to the Diamond Mine Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Greg has trained and coached thousands of people in his career, and you're in for a treat when you work with Greg. Whether you're taking his NLP training or going on a Diamond Mine Transformation travel tour on another continent, you'll enjoy Greg's effective technique. Check out his website on www.gregdwyer.com. And now on to our show with Greg Dwyer. Take it away, Greg.
Hi, everyone. It's Greg Dwyer, and today is November 27th. It's 5 p.m. here on the East Coast, and we're glad that you're either listening live or you're listening to a recorded broadcast wherever you are, whatever country, whatever time, whatever place you are at. So we have people on the call from Israel tonight. We have people on the call from Massachusetts. We have people from Florida. I thought we would talk about something that I think most people face during this holiday season, and that is stress. I was stressing out this week thinking about what topic that I should present, and I was really stressed. I just got back from a trip to Italy. I was there for 10 days and just go. And about 4 or 5 days ago, I was thinking to myself, well, what are we going to talk about? And I began to get stressed out. So I thought, hey, this would be a great topic, holiday stress. Today, as I was driving home from New York, getting up here to Connecticut, I saw people with their Christmas trees. And whether you celebrate Hanukkah or you celebrate Christmas or you just celebrate a secular holiday season, it is the season, and with it comes stress. So I thought we would open the lines, have people talk about exactly how they handle it, and then also interact with some thoughts that I have as well on the topic of stress. The first thing that I would say is just see it as it is. I mean, when I was 10, I saw Christmas and the holidays a lot different than I do now. I'm in my 50s. So you see things differently when you're a kid, when you're a child. You know, things are, well, I don't know. I can only speak for myself. For me, Christmas growing up in Connecticut was absolutely magical, absolutely magical. Not so much now. I mean, I understand the season. I understand the celebration. I understand the religious aspect of it. I understand the secular aspect of it as well. But let's face it, people tend to overextend themselves during this season of holiday celebration. And sometimes they actually come down with flus and colds and they get stressed. And then they go into the new year with a lot of debt. And that causes a lot of stress as well. So the first thing that I would say is see it as it really is. If I tried to create my Christmas as a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old, I certainly would be stressed out of my mind. Because what I had when I was 10 years old or 11 years old or 12, it just doesn't exist anymore. My mom's gone. My dad's gone. Most of my relatives have passed on. The concept of trying to recreate that is absolutely impossible. Just see it as it is, the holiday season, and realize that life is like a stream. It constantly moves forward and changes and grows. It's never going to stay the same. So yes, I think about the holiday season and the Christmas season, and I have great memories from my childhood, but I also know that Christmas cannot be the same in the 60s and the 70s as it will be in 2016 or even 2017. So I have a friend on the line that I actually had dessert with. I think it was last year. We were actually in Galilee, and I met her through a friend in Florida. And I know it's really late over there. It's probably close to midnight, but I'm going to open the line for her, and let's see if she is there. Her name is Lori. Let me just hit a little button here. Lori, is that you? Are you sleeping or are you on the call?
Shalom. Shalom, Greg. It is
hey,
Lori.
Hey, shalom, shalom.
Israel.
Yeah, you're in Galilee.
Shalom.
You're in Galilee, right?
Yes, Tiberia. It's all known as Tiberias to you in America. Mm-hmm. And
I love the place.
It's interesting. It's been a while since I saw you. It's almost a year.
Yeah, it is a year. I've been following you on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I find your topic very interesting because I just had a Blog Talk Radio show myself this evening, and it was called Food Stamps to Freedom. And it's very interesting that your topic is stress over the holidays, because my topic was the fact that I was just a few short years ago a millionaire in New Jersey and found myself going deaf, becoming divorced, and losing every single thing. And finding myself a year ago on food stamps and almost homeless. And
wow.
my story is quite unique. I don't know. I think you've been following it. I'm very clairvoyant, and I hear God, Hashem is what I call him. And that is a blessing, and also it was a tragedy for me because nobody believed me in America, my husband at least, and it caused my life to spiral out of control, causing me to go get divorced. And I invested everything into my charity called Running on Love, and I went too far with it, and I wound up in debt. So you brought up going into debt over Christmas and the stress and the shopping and all the stress that Americans go through at the holidays because of their need to have more and buy things and show their love through things. And I had a very direct experience of losing everything and realizing
right.
– Yeah, that all we really need is God, because after good morning to and your life, your breath of life, everything is extra. And you've mentioned your parents, that they're no longer around, and your family, and you can't recreate that. That's really the important thing that Americans really need to reconnect with, that it's not about the Christmas tree and the lights and all that beautiful. And I actually miss that. We don't have that here in Tavaria near the Sea of Galilee. There is no Christmas trees and Santa Claus. And I do miss that, even though I never celebrated Christmas being Jewish. I love the holiday season, but I see people going into debt and, you know, shopping and how many days left to shop, and it's
oh yeah,
crazy.
Especially Black Friday. You don't have Thanksgiving, obviously, in Israel, but we have this tradition, as you know, because you're from New Jersey. This Black Friday, you know,
yes.
Nothing like that happens in Tiberias, right? Nothing like that happens in Galilee.
Well, they did actually have something in the mall here called Black Friday. I think they try to adopt it from America, but it's not the same. It's not. There's no shopping like that going on here where people go crazy to buy presents. In fact, Hanukkah here is the Festival of Lights, and it's very beautiful, and no one buys anybody presents, really. It's really a manufactured holiday in America. It has become very materialistic, but it's a miracle of light, and it's not, you know, we have donuts, we light candles, but it's not materialistic at all here. It's a different way of life. So
I gotta tell you, I've been to your neck of the woods around, you know, January, February, and what impresses me is the Sabbath, especially being in a hotel in Tiberias, right near the Sea of Galilee. Everything closes down. The people in the hotel celebrate with their families. I got to tell you, Lori, it's always made an impression on me every single time I've been to Jerusalem and Israel, every single time.
I'm glad you brought that up, because when I was a little girl in America, I grew up in an Irish Catholic neighborhood, and Sundays was so quiet. I hated it because everybody was at church. And to observe the Sabbath when I was little, they don't do that in America anymore. And I only became observant of the Sabbath the past 7 years since I went deaf. And Sabbath,
right.
Friday, is Thanksgiving every single week in Israel. It's Thanksgiving. So we don't
yes,
have Thanksgiving,
it is.
But we have Shabbat. Yeah.
You have, yes, exactly. And it's a, so you celebrate Hanukkah, yes?
Yes. Yes.
And is there the same sort of stress? Is there the same sort of stress in Israel, in Galilee, that you would have in New Jersey,
no.
You know, the table for family? Or how is it different?
It's completely different. It's just celebrating the miracle of life, because if you know the story of Hanukkah, it's you can look up the story, but it was about Matasyahu. They were under siege and attack by the Greeks. I don't know the exact story. I'm not, you know, very learned in these stories, but there was enough oil there to last for one night, and the oil lasted for 8 nights, and it was called the Miracle of Light. And there's a whole story behind it that I'm not able to tell you. I would mess it up. I probably just did.
No, you're close. You're
but
really close. You got the yeah. You got it. You got the essence of it. Absolutely. The bat and
yeah.
The Maccabean period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
The Maccabeans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So but that's what,
mm-hmm.
what it's all about. And we light candles with oil here. That's the one thing that's very different in Israel is, well, they do it in America now, too. Instead of using candles, we use oil. And it's beautiful. And everybody puts their Hanukkah in the window. And we get together and we have a festive meal. But it's not about, it's more, the holidays in Israel, the Jewish holidays, are more like Thanksgiving each holiday. Sukkot is a very festive holiday where we, they build a hut, if you've ever seen a sukkah, and we eat in the structure outside of our house. And it's, every holiday is more about the festivity of the holiday, the festival, rather than things and buying gifts. In fact, the only holiday that we buy gifts is, or we don't even buy them, it's Purim, and we give like a little gift basket of food out to people. It's not materialistic at all, any of the holidays. Materialism, I think, was invented by Hallmark.
Well, you know, Lori, I have a friend that I went to grammar school with, and he's like 53 now, and his mom, I don't want to get into the whole story, but his mom used to buy him hundreds of presents at Christmas. I mean, she would make up for maybe the abuse that she would, you know, give him throughout the rest of the year. So Christmas time, he would get a load of presents. Well, she's been gone for like 10 years now. And so when I talked to my friend, who I won't name, he's absolutely depressed. I mean, he hates Christmas. He doesn't celebrate Christmas. When I ask him about Christmas, he's like, I can't wait for it to be over. Because for him, it's all about the memory of the past, and it's all about those things that he got from his mom. And it's impossible to get it back. You can't do it.
Well, you know what's so – well, it's because you made it about stuff. And when my kids were little, my husband – my former husband is Jewish, but he was raised, believe it or not, celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah. And so he used to get the kids, let the kids have Santa Claus when they were small, and he would buy them little Christmas present. And when they were old enough, I said, okay, they're confused. We're Jewish, no more Christmas. And he was really angry with me. He called me Scrooge. But we tried to replace it. Yeah, right. Bah, you say, bah humbug, you stole Christmas. But when they were older, we would give them presents every night of Hanukkah, 8 nights of presents, because we didn't have Christmas. So we tried to do the whole American, oh, it's the holidays. And the family room was filled with presents. And guess what? We would light the candle on the Hanukkah. And the kids were not even interested in lighting the candles. They just want, come on, let's hurry up and light the candles because we want our presents. And as they got older, I became even more mean because I didn't want them to be materialistic. And so I reduced all their presents down to like a $2 book or something like that. And they had
right.
to be grateful, because if I handed them a book and they weren't grateful, they wouldn't get another present the next night. So it was very difficult in America to try to rein in and stop the cycle of everything is about what you give. You only love me if you bought me a nice gift or a big gift, and you go into debt and you stress at this time of year because you're so worried about your bills and, oh no, now it's Christmas time or Hanukkah and I have three kids. I've got to get each one 8 presents. It's insane, literally.
So I'm getting the message loud and clear. We did not rehearse this, and we didn't talk about what we're going to talk about. But I think the answer for me and most of us is to move to Tiberias and to adopt a different mindset. I love what you're saying, and I've been saying this for years that we, you know, I think it started with Macy's and the parade, and it's buy, and consume. And then people get stressed out. I have other people on the call, but I have to ask you, are you safe? I heard about the fires. What's going on in Israel? I mean, not to be political here, but, you know, we are you okay? And what's going on? I know you're on the ground, so what's going on with the fires over there?
There's still fires, but they say they're under control. And thank God, America, Turkey, the world is helping Israel put these fires out. I didn't look at the news tonight, but the last time I looked, the fires were getting under control. But this morning I woke up to a news report. I live near the Golan Heights, and there was mortar that that came into Israel, and the IDF killed 4 ISIS terrorists about 20 minutes from where I live. So,
Wow.
But I know. But, you know, you were here in Israel, and when you're here, you feel very safe, even though all of that is going on.
By the way, I have to tell you, your friend's on the line. I have to open up. She's from 973 area code. You probably know this person. Her name is Joy. Say hi to Joy.
Is it Joy Peterson?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Joy.
All right.
You there?
Oh, Joy.
I'm here. Hi, Lori.
Hi, shalom to you.
Well, maybe we encouraged her to go to Jerusalem one day. What do you think, Lori?
Absolutely, guys, come. I have plenty of room. I have a 3-bedroom place. You can stay over. I'll have Shabbat with you.
Sounds great.
So, Joy, I know
be
you're
well,
busy.
Everybody.
I know you're real busy, Joy, so in the holidays, are you coming to New Jersey for the holidays? Are you staying in Florida? What are you doing, and how do you keep yourself centered? Obviously, you're not going to move to Tiberias, so what do you do?
No. Well, I will be in New Jersey for the holidays. I look forward to seeing friends and family then. But I think my biggest tip for enjoying the holidays is really just being in the moment and coming from the heart versus the head, because anytime we come from the head, we can live out of our past and what past holidays were. Our fears can come up. Are we duplicating some of what happened in the past? Did we experience loss? What's different? Have traditions changed? And if you operate from that place, it can get stressful. So I drop from my head and operate from my heart, and I'm in the moment, and I just enjoy what is instead of what it used to be and compare it to that, or what is not and what I would have hoped it to be. So if it's not meeting my expectations, I'm disappointed. So I just enjoy them, and I go moment by moment, and I'm divinely guided as to where I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to be with, and it's terrific.
I love it. That's great wisdom. Do you have a minute? Can you hold on? I want to take this fast commercial, and then I want to hear more of what you're saying, because, boy, this is wonderful. We'll be back in 1 minute, everybody.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can also go to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Check out Greg for some fun and fantastic experiences. He has free material and his full product line on www.gregdwyer.com. On GregDwyer.com, you'll also enjoy everything from sales and business training to traveling to other continents with Greg. His style is fun, refreshing, and magical. Thanks for listening to Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show with Greg Dwyer. And now, back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Okay, this is exciting. Got my friends on the call. I have Joy from Florida. You're in Lakeland, right? Lakeland, Florida?
Yes.
And there's no snow there, so you can't be stressed out about that, because most likely you knew. But I love what you're saying about being in the moment and not being in the head. And being in your head, you're thinking about the past. I think people have to hear this message, because I don't think Madison Avenue really has a vested interest in teaching people this, because they want to make people anxious. They want to make them needy. They want to make people buy stuff so that they think that, you know, it'll take away some of their pain. Isn't it countercultural what you're telling me, Joy?
Oh, absolutely. But it's probably the most stress-free way to live. And it actually creates the most abundant living, because when you're in the moment, and you're relaxed, you can be divinely to what is purposeful. And if you are courageous enough to follow your guidance, you'll never make a mistake. So you'll always
right.
be able to demonstrate whatever is the highest and best for you in all cases.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Joy, let's put a plug in for you. If people want to get a hold of you, either email or website, and they want to hear what you're doing, how do they get a hold of you?
Probably the best way is through my website, expresssuccess.net, or they can write me through info@expresssuccess.net. And I have an international clientele, so it doesn't matter where they're from.
Excellent. And you do coaching and clearing and help people. Yeah, I would say this, and I should have probably said this at the beginning, we're not here giving out psychological help or spiritual help. I can tell you this, if you need a doctor. The other day I heard somebody, actually they posted something on Facebook that they were suicidal, and I thought, oh my goodness. But if you feel that you're lonely, you feel that you might hurt yourself, or you feel that something, you know, will endanger you, by all means, seek professional help. Myself, and I guess I speak for you, Joy, as well, and everybody on the call, what we're sharing is just our opinions, and if you need to talk to a doctor or a therapist or a counselor or even a clergyman, please do that. So, Joy, thank you so much, and maybe we'll get to see each other when you come up to New Jersey. That would be great. Look me up.
Definitely. That would be wonderful. Thank you. And have a
Excellent.
Great holiday,
okay.
everybody.
You too. I have another caller on, and that is Amy, and Amy is from Massachusetts. I've known her, I think, going on about 2 years. Amy, are you on the call? Going once, going twice? I don't know if she's here.
No, I'm here.
Oh, hey, how are you? I haven't talked to you for, a couple months here. I know we keep in touch on Facebook, but how have you been?
Good. How's everything with you?
You're not stressed out over this holiday season thing, are you?
Nope, not at all. And here's the weird thing. I'm actually moving in the process of the holidays.
Where are you going?
Florida.
Oh, wow. I love Florida. Whereabouts in Florida?
I'm going to Delray Beach.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So are you going to be there for Christmas, or are you going there in the New Year's 2017?
Well, that had been the discussion that I'd been having, because I had the opportunity to sort of leave sooner or stay. And I think I'm going to stay, because it gets really cold here. And,
okay.
You know, my family's
yeah.
here, but I have no children. And, you know, so there's not like a big sentiment for me. And you're right. I can't recreate when I was a child. So
right.
the wonderful
yeah.
thing for me is that I've learned over the last couple of years, you know, I do integrative hypnosis. You and I have studied NLP together, and so I have some tools in my toolkit. And I'm going to reiterate the sentiment of the two beautiful women before me. And it's about, for me, it was really learning how to enjoy the people that I'm with at the holiday. That was a big one for me to redo. And, you know, like the woman said, it did become a material thing. What am I getting? What am I giving? And the stress of all of that. And I'm really learning to really just enjoy the people around me again, the family, the friendships, all of that has become more important to me at the moment. So that's really helping me stay much more grounded.
Mm-hmm. You sound really grounded. You sound great. So, and as you said, you do hypnosis. So if anybody needed to reach out to you and get a hold of you, how do we find Amy? I know exactly how to find Amy. It's your beautiful website that you created that you shared with me, right?
Yes, you can find me on my website. Which
so how do we get
it? I just forgot my address. But you can find me on Facebook, which is, I know, funny, Amy, A-M-Y, Brimacombe. BRIMICOMBE, or my website is abrimzero.wixsite.com/AmyBrimacombe.
Neat. Do you find that people, as far as your client base, are kind of like seeking you out, or at least talking to you about being stressed, or even the darkness? Now, you're in Boston, I'm in Connecticut. The days are shorter. They're, you know, like 4 o'clock, it's dark here in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's dark here now. What's it, 5:30? Yeah,
I know.
It's dark, right?
Yeah, it's 5:26.
I think depression starts to set in a little bit too. So I think the stress and the depression, because it is earlier and it's darker. So those two things will come together. And that's what I'm finding a lot of people like, how am I going to cope with this stress or this darkness or this depression? But I don't know what it is. And I think, and especially after the election we just had, that crazy 2 years of mind hacking, everyone is like, I don't even know how to breathe, think. Like, it's almost like you're getting their So
That's right. A lot of stress. People are happy. People are sad. You know, the other thing is I had a doctor who was a chiropractor, and he would say to me, he goes, Greg, listen, he says, it's kind of stressful to be thinking about your holiday plans and your 2017 New Year resolutions and goals during the wintertime. And I said, what do you mean? I said, you know, December, I usually sit down, I think about, you know, what I'm going to do in the following year. And he said, listen, it is counterintuitive. And I said, why? What do you mean, doctor? He said, listen, he says, when it gets dark, when it gets cold, what do most animals and mammals and people do? They turn inward. They read a nice book. They relax. They meditate. They sit by the fire. They don't start thinking about everything they're going to conquer and do in the following year. And I go, well, when's the best time? He said to me, springtime. Springtime is the time to spring out and to get out and to do what you're meant to do. But he says, it's so frustrating to think in the middle of stress and frustration and darkness and cold and try to, you know, think about what you're going to do for 2017. And I've always thought of that. You know, he said this to me about 6-7 years ago, but it makes a lot of sense.
Well, if you go by the harvest season, that's true. You know, plants don't grow in this time of year. So, you know, it's the time.
Well, and if you look at
germinate, relax, you know, all of those things. And we don't sort of look at it. In spring, we do. We blossom, right? So the good weather comes out. When you take the clothes off, the winter coats off, you start to feel refreshed. You start to feel alive again. But we do need a recharging.
Right.
And with all that's going on in our world, and we're evolving fast, and we're spiritually hopefully growing fast, that we just need some time to enjoy. And I think that's a big part, is to learn to enjoy where we are and who we're with and we're doing. And then
believe it or not, where we are is almost out of time, and I'm starting to get stressful, Amy.
No, don't stress, Jamie. Just come have a session with me. I'll clean you right up.
Hey, listen, I love everybody that's been on the call tonight. Amy, keep in touch. Definitely when you go to Florida. And everybody, just remember, don't be so stressed out. Take a breath, like Amy just said, and just realize that life is happening for you, not against you. And so we're going to take this last exit here, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Go to www.gregdwyer.com to learn more, and always listen in to the Building Fortunes Radio Show for Greg Dwyer as he shares information about his Diamond Mind Transformation Training. So listen in, get involved, and help spread the word. be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer website to hear more of Greg Dwyer radio shows. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Greg and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.